You know what it's like to be in a relationship where the other person is hot one minute, cold the next. It doesn't feel that warm or fuzzy, does it? Well, this is often how people are with themselves. They have this on-again, off-again relationship. One minute they're supporting themselves full out, doing all their self-care practices and speaking kindly of themselves. The next they're bombarded with a fireworks display of negative thoughts, maybe turning to a bottle of wine or three, or maybe turning on the television to numb out the pain. Today, on I Love Me, the podcast, we'll explore what it means to commit to your relationship with you and why doing so is in your very best interests.
Love, 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 I love me.
Simple, inspiring lessons in self-love. Hello, friend, it's Tamra here. First things first, we need to establish that you have a relationship with yourself. Yes, you are in relationship with you. And the quality of this relationship with yourself will be evident because it will show up in how you feel emotionally and physically. It will show up in the relationships you have with others, and it will show up in your finances and career. So the stronger your relationship with yourself, the healthier the other areas of your life will be. Now, chances are you may have been focusing your attention outward, trying to climb the corporate ladder without looking after you, trying to make someone else happy at the expense of making yourself happy, trying to solve a health issue physically without taking the time to sit with the emotions behind the sickness. What's important to understand here is that until you become your central focus, then all of these other areas tend to suffer or not be as joyous or expansive as they could be. Because those other areas are extensions of your relationship with you. Your relationship with you is the foundation upon which everything else in your life sits. Just think about it. If you're not looking after yourself and you're stressed out, then your health will suffer and you'll be more snappy or impatient with those around you. If you don't value yourself or maybe you feel unworthy, this usually tends to translate into money issues. You need to come first. And when you do put yourself first, when you commit to your relationship with you, naturally, this will flow out into those other areas. So this is where we need to change our focus and make the prime focus of life developing a healthy relationship with self, and then committing to that relationship. So let's get super clear on what it means to commit to something. According to the Oxford Dictionary, commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity. In our case of committing to our relationship with ourself, we are dedicating our energy towards ourself. So commitment in this sense is a full dedication to self. It's doing what you say you're going to do. It's about putting yourself first, saying yes to yourself, even if that means saying no to someone else. It's about loving yourself regardless of what's going on. It's about making time for yourself just to be, to journal, to meditate, to connect with yourself, do whatever you feel drawn to do. It's about consciously choosing loving, kind thoughts, as opposed to letting the negative soundtrack play on uninterrupted. It's about being willing to enter a relationship with yourself. It's about knowing the importance of that relationship and thus investing time and energy in that relationship. But ultimately, it's about staying true to yourself, listening to that inner voice of the heart as opposed to that often controlling or negative voice of the mind. It's about being willing to love yourself through your darkest moments and know you are so very worthy of that love. And even if you don't feel worthy of that love just yet, because this whole self-love thing is maybe new to you, it's about deciding to love yourself and hold yourself despite feeling down on yourself. When we commit to ourselves, we make a promise to ourselves to give up the exit strategy. Your exit strategy may be to avoid painful situations or uncomfortable feelings by drinking or turning on the television. Or maybe it's to get super busy so you don't have time to sit with yourself and feel yourself. I'll share more about the importance of feeling ourselves in a future episode, because sitting with our feelings, being with our feelings, that is a huge part of self-love. Now, we are human, and sometimes we do trip up and abandon our relationship with ourselves. It happens. And if you haven't stayed on track perfectly, that's okay. What does matter is that you decide to recommit to yourself. As soon as you notice that you've walked out on yourself, you recommit. You recommit to staying with yourself, to showing up for yourself. And maybe on this self-love journey, you'll need to recommit to yourself on a weekly or daily basis, or maybe on a moment-by-moment basis. And you know what? That's okay, because self-love is a journey. When I first start working with a new client, we set a goal to help them work out what they want to achieve in our time together. So what is the transformation that they're after? And then I ask them how committed they are to achieving that goal, that vision. Why do I ask this question? Because it doesn't matter how powerful my processes are or what I bring to our sessions. If the person is not 100% fully committed to the self-love journey, then they won't get that result. And they won't get that result because they need to be so committed that when things get tough, they're willing to stick with it. Because whenever we decide to create change in our life, whenever we start taking steps towards a different reality for ourselves, at some point, resistance will kick in. And it's this resistance where things start to feel really hard, or we get too busy to focus on what we're creating. This is the thing that brings us unstuck. Last week, I went into more detail about why this resistance kicks in and how it leads to self-sabotage. So if you missed that one, it's a really good episode to help you navigate the resistance stage that always follows a commitment to something new. But what's important to understand is that your commitment to yourself, your commitment to doing whatever it takes to create the change you're after, that is the magic that makes anything possible. And without it, then you're going to be hard-pressed to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve in life. So the question you want to ask yourself is, am I willing to commit to loving myself? Ask it now. Am I willing to commit to loving myself? If you got a no, if that's the first answer that popped into your head, then you want to ask yourself, why am I not willing to commit to loving myself? And maybe spend some time journaling or meditating on why you feel you cannot commit to yourself right now. We will commit to the things that feel important to us at the time, the things that we value. So if committing to loving yourself doesn't feel important to you, maybe not as important as other things in your life, then you need to explore what cultivating a committed relationship with yourself will actually give you. You need to find the carrot, so to speak. You need to feel inspired about this new relationship and what it has to offer you. And maybe it's knowing that the other important things in your life that have been eluding you until now will be more available to you if you develop your relationship with you. For me, I committed fully to my relationship with myself after years of romantic relationship doozies with other people. I finally realized that I was the common denominator in all those relationships, And so I set out on the path of developing a healthy relationship with me. Instead of dating or being in an intimate relationship with someone else, I committed to my relationship with me. Within 6 months of entering into relationship with myself, I met my now husband. And this happened because in dating myself, focusing on me, I was able to change my beliefs around commitment. In committing to myself, I was able to easily attract in a guy who would also commit to me, which shows how being willing to cultivate our relationship with ourselves, that is the path to creating the other things that we want in life. And this has been the case in many different areas of my life. For instance, when I was diagnosed as being the stage before cancer, I took 3 months to really care for my body in a new way and explore the emotions behind that illness using the tools I now teach in my online school. I got really vulnerable with myself and I was able to heal that condition so I didn't need surgery. When we are willing to commit to loving ourselves, and we have tools to really go deep into that relationship with ourselves, we can heal all sorts of problems in our life. I experience this firsthand in my own life and through my clients who apply what I teach. Now, what I will say is this. When you first begin the journey of self-love, how you feel about yourself is likely to fluctuate on any given day. That's normal. But with practice and a willingness to get naked with yourself and be authentic, then you'll find that your self-love starts to become a solid foundation in your life. Yet in order for that to happen, loving yourself needs to be made a priority. Just as we make time for that hot new guy on the scene when we first start dating, so too do we need to do this for ourselves and then maintain that commitment to self. Just like when we have a fitness regime, if we work out regularly, our body stays in shape. But if we take a few weeks off, those muscles start to lose tone. It's the same with self-love. Our love muscles grow weak. And it can be harder to rely on that solid sense of self if we haven't been making time for nurturing our relationship with self. Like I said, falling off the self-love bandwagon, that's inevitable. It happens. And you know what? That's okay. All you need to do is get right back on there. Forget the beat up. That's not self-loving. Just recommit. And then recommit again and again. And eventually self-love will become a lifestyle choice, a way of being with yourself. And if it starts to feel like a chore, all this recommitting, find the fun in what you're doing. Be more playful with it. Because hey, the goal is self-love. So smile at yourself. Be grateful that you're getting in there and committing to yourself. For committing to yourself is the ultimate act of self-love. If you loved what I had to share today, please do leave a short review or rating. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can listen to all the episodes as they're released. Next week, we'll be exploring how to date oneself. Because if there's one way to commit to your relationship with you, it's to take yourself on regular dates. For me, this was a game changer in my whole self-love aptitude. So I can't wait to share how dating myself full out for 6 months completely transformed my relationship with me. Thanks for listening. And if you're loving what I'm sharing on I Love Me, the podcast, and want to dive deeper into self-love, take a peek at my online school, gettingnaked.com.au, where I teach you how to strip off the layers of childhood conditioning so you can fall in love with you. Sign up for your free self-love starters kit there. And if you do enroll in any of my programs, know that a percentage of profits go to planting trees. So together we can re-robe Mother Earth.